Welcome this afternoon on this fine Monday. Mondays are always fine. You know, we talk about, oh, no, it's Monday. But at 5:30 on Mondays, that's the best time of the day for me. And I have in my studio Tony Evans. Hello, my dear friend.
Hello, Miss Judy. How are you?
I'm good, sweetie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. And it is a beautiful Monday. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Monday's always beautiful. Doesn't matter if it's raining or what it is. You got to get prepared to go, especially at 5:30.
Absolutely.
That's when.
Best time
Judy
of the day.
Judy talks to fascinating and interesting people. Okay, yes, and we're going to talk to you today. I met you not early in life, but I met you when you were the executive director of Cityscape.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
How many years ago has that been?
Now you're going to show our age here. I believe that would be probably 10 or 12 years ago, at least. Yep.
Okay. And I met you through that. The best I recall, I had not met you. But then I found out really, we kind of clicked.
We did. From moment one, we did.
You were very supportive when I was working for the city with the museums.
Absolutely.
And, of course, Cookeville's my hometown, and I'm thrilled with what's happened over the years and continues to happen. How'd you get that job?
You know, I didn't realize I had been training for that job my whole life, but I actually had been training for that job my whole life. I had been a stay-at-home mom for 18 years and was very, very blessed to be with my children. But then, you know, life changed and I needed to come back out into the real world and deal with having a job and something that wasn't just a job, but something that I loved. And I had a couple of friends on the Cityscape board and their Melinda Kiefer had done such an amazing job.
Were you after Melinda?
I was after Melinda. Melinda had done such an amazing job with that whole program, and kudos to her because it's still rolling.
To her. It still is.
It's an awesome program. But Melinda moved to a different position with the state, and her assistant Judy Titsworth stepped in, and Judy knew the program back and forth and was awesome, but had some family things that came up, and Judy was just didn't feel like she could contribute the time that was needed for that job. So I was very, very fortunate in that someone had enough confidence in my abilities to think, well, you know, she would probably be do a pretty good job with this. And I have to say, I loved that job. I was there about 7.5 years or a little more. Loved it from start to finish. It was an awesome, amazing job and a great opportunity to work with this amazing place we call home.
Well, and you did a wonderful job.
You
really did. And I know one of the big social events here in Cookeville since this Cityscape, well, I don't know if it's been from the beginning or not, but it happens every May.
Yes.
And still going on. And
yes,
it's been, I'd say more times than not, it's been in private homes.
Yes.
It's not open to the public.
No.
But it is a social event.
Yes, it is.
You didn't start that. Melinda was the one that, or was it you?
No, Melinda started that. And we just basically kind of built on the foundation that Melinda had laid. And we were so fortunate in that so many folks were willing to let us come onto their property and have that event.
Talk of the town.
Taste of the town.
Taste of the town.
Taste of the town.
Of the town. That was on Channel 5. Uh-oh.
Well, that's okay. That's
Judy's
all right.
Judy's age is showing. Uh-oh. Taste of the town.
And taste of the town.
Explain a little bit about what that is.
It's a wonderful function. It is basically the patrons of Cityscape are invited to come and enjoy a social evening. The other part of that was a way of showcasing our restaurants. So you brought patrons and restaurants together, and it was a great night of fellowship and fun, great food, and we just had a really big time with it. And it was a wonderful, wonderful fundraiser, a way to support the Cityscape program.
Yes, because you have to make a contribution.
Yes,
to
purchase
be able
tickets.
To purchase mm-hmm. tickets to mm-hmm. be able to attend. And for any kind of event like that and any kind of program like Cityscape, you have to have financial assistance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It really, in my opinion, for what it's worth, any nonprofit needs to be self-sustaining. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the main ways that we were able to raise funding to keep that program going. And basically those funds, and I believe the program still operates in the same way currently, is those funds are plugged back into the downtown to support and build the downtown, our wonderful two segments of downtown, the square and west side.
You know, a lot of people, and here's another little history note for our listeners, is you had an interest in history.
And, yes, and what always.
And I love that about you, of course. But, you know, there was a time, and I can remember, and many of our listeners may remember, when the west side, you know, was just deplorable looking.
It was a scary place.
It was a scary, not only was it a scary looking place, but it was pretty daggum scary, period.
Yes, yes. It was not welcoming in any form or fashion. But boy, it has revitalized and re-energized, and it is a wonderful place.
Even at this point, and now they've got that whole corner there blocked off where there's going to be, it's my understanding, a convention center.
That's my understanding too, but yes.
So I don't know if that's still going on or not. I haven't heard much lately, and I also heard at one time there was going to be some upscale condominiums that would face Oak Street. I don't know if that's factual anymore or not. I've been out of the loop too long now. But anyway, even without something like that, with or without, I would think in the future or hope that it would happen. And, it is a very viable section of Cookeville.
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
Lots of neat restaurants. We've got the breweries that have come in down to the west side.
And I think there's always been an interest in downtown living. Any of the buildings there that have second floors that people occupy, they love it. I think, to your point, downtown condos or something of that nature would work very, very well, because people love being able to walk. And we have so much to offer in the downtown segments. You know, why wouldn't you want to live down there? And plus, then you have Dogwood Park right in the middle of those two segments, which...
I would take my lunch hour many days and walk
absolutely
in Dogwood Park just to get out of the office setting. Yes. And there's a lot of other people that do that.
Yes, it is. It is the icing on the cake for the downtown.
I know there are people now who are living there, especially those that row of buildings across from the on the other side of the railroad track, across from the depot. Those are double.
Yes,
double floored.
Sure, Cream City area.
In the Cream City area there. But there's also some on the main drag there on the west side.
Yes.
With double floors or maybe more than that. Talking with Tony Evans, former director of the Cityscape, executive director of Cityscape. Not only did you do that, but there was also, and we won't spend too much time here, Tony, but there was other events like... Fall Fun Fest.
That little bitty event.
Little bitty. Mm-hmm. What an undertaking.
What an amazing event, though. That actually was what drew me to Cityscape. I loved Fall Fun Fest. I thought it was just, I enjoyed going. I thought it was just a very cool community event for families and just a way to bring people downtown and enjoy what we had to offer. So, yes, it was... a huge undertaking.
Did you birth that one?
I did not. Melinda Kiefer.
Melinda Kiefer.
Kudos to Melinda.
Melinda's been on my show.
Melinda is awesome.
Kudos to her many times over.
Yes, yes.
But you picked it up and continued with it.
Yes.
And it still goes to this day.
It does. It does.
So kudos to you and others who are a part of organization. The Leisure Services Department of the city plays a huge part there, I know, with the stage area.
Yes. City and county, that event could not occur. In fact, most of any of the events in town could not occur without the support of the city and county. And so, you know, always very appreciative. They're a pleasure to work with, always great, and loved having their support.
You know, we live in such a fantastic area of the country, and I've said on this show
the
many
best.
Times, I've traveled, had fortunate trips to many different places in the world.
Yes.
But there's really no place like the Upper Cumberland of Tennessee.
There is not. I agree with you 100%.
13-14 county area here, we've just, this is God's country.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. There's no place like this area.
I tell people that when I'm, whether I'm in England, France, or wherever,
sure.
I say that. They ask me where I'm from, and I start singing the praises of my hometown.
Absolutely.
And we are in a great place. But now, I know you're not with Cityscape anymore. That's part of your past.
Yes.
And you are, I'm talking to very entrepreneurial, maybe women and women who are go-getters, and they keep life moving. No grass grows under your feet.
I appreciate that.
So, well, I only speak truth. Well, sometimes I love to tell tall tales too.
Yes, but, and you do that well.
No, thank you. But anyway, you're no longer with the Cityscape organization. You have moved on in life.
Yes.
I'm not even sure what you do now.
I am.
What did you, well, let's take this in order.
Sure.
Sorry for interrupting.
Sure. No.
Let's take this in order. You left Cityscape, which broke my heart. There were many afternoons you would
very
come into
hard.
My office, and we sat and talked, and we planned, and we looked at ways we could help the museums,
yes,
the city-owned museums, and the children's museum, whatever. And historically, the districts and all. You and I had some good conversations.
We did.
And a lot of it came to fruition.
Yes.
And that was even more wonderful. But I want to talk about when you left Cityscape.
Yes.
You went with some an entrepreneur, male entrepreneur.
Yes.
And we're going to take a break here now, Tony Evans, and let our sponsors tell you all about their neat stuff so you can support them. So we'll be back in just a few minutes, so stick with us, and we're going to talk some more to Tony Evans.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
We are back talking with Tony Evans, and before the break we were discussing the fact that you went from being the executive director of Cityscape to an entrepreneurial business, I guess I should say here.
Yes.
Which was
MMA.
MMA.
Mike McLeod, another local person.
From Monterey.
From Monterey. Yeah. And one of the most brilliant people I know. He is so creative and amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He really is.
Saw him somewhere not long ago, and somebody else was talking to him, so I didn't get a chance. But has he married and has a child now? Did I hear that right?
Yes, I believe okay. That's correct.
Okay, all right. So you were with him, and you traveled, I believe.
I traveled. His big event is called World Food Championship. And he has done amazing things with barbecue and competitions, food sport.
Food sport.
Food
you
sport.
For me.
Food sport. And my job, the time that I was with him, we did a 10 or 11 day event in Las Vegas with food sport.
Well, what a shame.
It was very intense. It was like a fall fun fest on steroids.
I imagine.
It was an incredible,
wow.
incredible
in
experience.
Vegas.
And he has built that event and has, I think, if I can say, a big box store, Walmart, is one of his sponsors. So he is
wow.
doing very well with this and has a real knack for how to bring all this together because of his creativity and his personality and his connections. He just does a great job. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience for me.
Do you travel a lot with that?
I traveled a lot, which was one of the reasons that brought me back home because at that time, My son was having some health issues. My mother was having health issues. And it was just really, really difficult to be traveling and not be here to be able to be available when they needed me.
Family comes first.
Family comes first with me, always.
So you had what sounds like a pretty glamorous job there.
It was a very, I don't know that glamorous was the word because it was a hard job. But I learned so much in the time that I was with him in that organization that it was just invaluable experience for me.
But you know what? There are people who, and I use the term glamorous because when I was traveling around with my little character lady and flying all over the country.
Aunt Maddie.
Yes, Aunt Maddie. And people used to say to me, wow, that sounds so glamorous. No, I hate flying now.
It's a job.
It's a job. Yeah. It's work. Yeah. And you're so tired.
Yes.
Or I used to be. I was so tired that when I was on the airplane, it was all I could do to get myself on and off most trips.
Absolutely.
And people just can't believe that. And it's even harder now. I don't like flying now at all. I do it.
Yes.
But it's not something I enjoy anymore because it used to be a little fun.
Yes.
Not anymore.
Less fun now. Yes.
Less fun.
Yes.
You know, and they kill you with all the little fees.
Oh.
You know, you got to, last time I flew was last year. And dadgum, they charged me for a seat, which wasn't part of my ticket at all.
Isn't that crazy?
You had to pay for your luggage. It'll be checked, at least one bag. I mean,
Anyway, snacks or drinks either.
no extra drinks. I mean, it's just not what it used to be.
But right.
That's just an old woman's opinion. But you feel the same way as a younger woman.
I actually enjoy flying. If I had a superpower, my superpower would always be that I wanted to fly. That's a true story.
Run off the top of grandpa's shed and go.
I absolutely. And my son has that same adventurous spirit. We all as a family, one of my daughters has a lot of sense. She held the car keys and the insurance cards on the ground. My other daughter and my son and I went up and we skydived. And I'm telling you, it was the most amazing experience ever. And I would do it again tomorrow. I love all of that. So I'm not exactly the same with flying because I think flying is just, it's incredible.
I don't know that I could skydive.
Sure you could.
Well, I mean, I could if somebody pushed me out of the plane.
That's basically what happens because you're strapped onto someone else and they're getting paid to fall out of the plane and you're strapped on,
and
you're going. Exactly.
Well,
but
you've
got
to have a desire to want to experience that, just like bungee jumping or whatever new thing comes out, you know.
Adrenaline rush, whatever it is.
Yeah. So you and two of your children did this at the same time.
Yes.
Didn't frighten you at all?
It really didn't, and it probably should have. My son has since moved to California and works for a skydiving place out there.
He obviously liked it a lot.
He loves it. And he said, Mom, we didn't realize that the plane was like duct taped together. So probably not the best plane to jump out of. But we made it. We made it. So
when did you do this?
We actually went to Dunlap.
I have heard other people that go to Dunlap. And I guess the plane is taped together with duct tape, perhaps.
But they did a great job, and we all survived, and no injuries. And honestly, if I'd had the money, I would have gone back up for a second jump.
Speaking of, I'm nosy, curious, whatever. How much does it cost to dive one time?
I believe it was $250 per person.
Okay. All right. That's a lot of money.
It is.
You got to want to do it.
Absolutely. And that's why I said, I hit the bottom of the ground and didn't have another $250 to go back up.
You would have gone back
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. Yep.
I always thought of, when I think of skydiving, I think of Bush.
Oh, yes.
First President Bush, at what, 90?
Yes. Yes. I
well,
love that.
He was all, well, I do too.
I love that about
him. He was always such a... would you say daredevil? Maybe. I mean, look at the man's history.
He was adventurous.
He was very adventurous. I guess that would have been the best thing to say. So you left MMA.
Yes.
And pursued other interests.
Was actually approached about a job for a bank, a local community bank here in town. I have no banking experience. And that was the first thing I said is, you realize I have no banking experience. And their comment was, but you have a lot of marketing experience. And I said, oh, yeah, I love anything to do with marketing and promotions. So that is, I am the marketing coordinator and for a local community bank. And it is the best job in banking ever.
Do you, would you say it's your most enjoyable? That's putting you on the spot. That'd be a hard one, wouldn't it? Because you've enjoyed all three.
I have, yeah. I have enjoyed, honestly, if you can't walk away with something positive from each position, you know, then absolutely, it's kind of been a waste of your time if you don't feel that you've learned and that you've grown. But I can honestly say from all of those experiences,
learned, I've grown, and contributed.
Yes, yes.
And you certainly have.
I appreciate
contributed
that.
A great deal to this community, this area, this town. And I thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
You're not from Cookeville originally?
I am not. Most people think I'm local. I came to Tennessee Tech 100 years ago, graduated, and like most Tech graduates at that time, I was moving off and I was never coming back.
Well, there was nothing to do in Cookeville.
Well, it's certainly not at that time. But God kind of laughed when I said that because I met and married a guy from Cookeville. So,
and that's what brought you here.
Absolutely. Been here, I don't even know how long, but a long time.
But where are you originally from?
I'm from East Tennessee.
Are you really?
I'm a little redneck girl from Morristown, Tennessee.
Morristown?
Yes.
Oh, yes. How could I ever forget Morristown? It's the paper factory.
Yes.
The paper factory gets me every time, and so does the dog food plant.
Oh, yes.
Going
yes,
you to can, Nashville there at the Lebanon, one of the Lebanon, between can, the two Lebanon exits.
Yes, identify by smell. Absolutely.
That one gets me worse. I can handle the paper mill better than I can the dog food. And I just hold my breath until I'm through, especially with the dog food. I don't know why that does that to me. But anyway, so Morristown, huh?
Yes. Yes. Well, and Morristown East. Let's designate that because there's a Morristown East High School and a Morristown West High School.
Okay.
Well, I am from East.
Okay. You know, Pam Philpo. Who she's from Morristown. Did you not know that?
I did not know that. And James Mills is also with the city of Cookeville.
Who is going to be the new city manager.
And I think he's going to be fabulous.
I do too. James is a fine fellow.
I think that's Mike Davidson, Jim Shipley, very hard shoes to fill. Mike Davidson, very hard shoes to fill. James Mills, I think, was the perfect choice.
I agree with you. And I've been meaning to say that to him. I just haven't run into him yet.
Yes.
Actually, I meant to write him a letter. But
yes,
if you're listening, James, congratulations.
Yes, we love you, James. We support you 100%.
Anyway, well, I lost my train of thought. What are we talking about?
We were talking about Morristown.
Oh, yes. Okay. Did you know Mr. Reed, who was principal at one of those two, East or West? I don't remember which it was.
Well, Judy, I was never in the principal's office. How would I know that principal?
No, but I can't. Mike Reed. That's Pam's maiden name.
Oh, my goodness.
And her mother taught history.
Must have been West.
Okay, and he was principal for many, many, many years. And now he's on, I'm surprised you haven't met him. He is on the TSSAA board.
I don't know how I haven't met him either.
Well, you probably have, but you didn't make the connection that it was Pam Philpo's father.
Right, right. So,
but anyway, he loves coming to Cookeville.
Oh, awesome.
And, especially during in December. But he comes down to see his first grandson. That's Pam's son, Lewis. And our Lou, as I call him sometimes. But anyway, small world, huh?
Yes, yes.
But
we're all
anyway,
connected.
We are. One way or the other, we are all connected. Well, what's next for you? Quickly, before we run out of time.
You know, I'm just wide open.
Are you waiting on grandchildren?
I can wait on grandchildren. I can wait. I've got granddogs and grandcats, so now I'm pretty content.
All right, that'll work.
That'll do it for now.
Been talking this afternoon with Toni Evans, a woman who's a go-getter. Obviously, people recognize that about her and have used her talents and personality to be very successful in many different ways. So I thank you so much for doing this afternoon with me.
Anything for you, Judy Duke.
Oh, man. I appreciate that, but not anything. But you would do a lot for me, and I know that. And I would you too. Thank you, folks out there in Radio Land, for listening to us this afternoon. We appreciate you, and be talking with you again, or to you again, next week. See ya.